nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio.
You rang.
This is RDS here. Tune into The RDS Gate Show Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill Show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Are you ready for Georgia? On My Mind by RDS Music. That's a mistake. Georgia on My Mind by RDS. Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Each day, Georgia, a song for you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes
smiled tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song. Keep Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I do find, just an old sweet song, keeps Georgia on my mind. Just an old sweet song, keep Georgia on my mind.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e volavo, volavo felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù, una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, oh, oh. Nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono, perché quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé. Ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu felice di stare qua giù e continuo a volare felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, 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 nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù.
Volare in 1958, and that song was number one back then. Now Magic Touch by RDS Music.
You've got the magic touch. It makes me glow so much. It casts a spell. It rings a bell, the magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm, it lights a false alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Here I go, reeling. I'm feeling the flow. But where can I go from you? I didn't know too much. Then I felt your touch, and now I've learned I can return the magic touch. Here I go, reeling. Oh, I'm feeling the flow. But where can I go from you? I didn't know too much, and then I felt your touch, and now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
Blue sky, sunshine, what a day to take a walk in the park. Ice cream, daydream, till the sky becomes a blanket of stars. What a day for picking daisies and lots of red balloons. And what a day for holding hands and being with you. Lazy day, just right for loving away. Lazy day, made for a stroll in the lane, baby, you and me.
Baby, you and me. daisies and lots of red balloons.
Spanky and our gang from 1967. And now, my dear friends, Bye Bye Baby by RDS Music. I certainly hope I pass this audition. Take it away.
If you hate me after what I say,
can't put it off any longer. I just gotta tell you anyway. But why begin it? 'Cause there ain't any future in it. I knew you before I met her. Gee, how good you would be for me. Should have told you that I can linger. There's a wedding band on my finger. Gee,
you're toting, and even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist is the truth. It knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. All the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Welcome all to the Hollywood Report with your host Ringo D. Starr. Tonight's subject is actor George Reeves of the Superman fame. George Reeves was born on January 5th, 1914, and best known for his role in the series Superman. In June of 1959, things started to look up for George. He was getting work as a director. He had agreed to do another season of Superman, in which he would also direct quite a few episodes. He was also engaged to Lenore Lemon, a New York showgirl. Lemon moved into the house, and they were to be married on June 18th. But on June 15th, George and Lenore had gone out to a rather boozy dinner to celebrate the upcoming marriage. During the dinner, they had argued. After they returned home and continued drinking, George decided to go to bed at 12:30 a.m. Around 1, two friends came by for a visit. Reeves usually had an open-door policy, but not after midnight. Shortly after that, Reeves came downstairs to find out what the commotion was. Seeing the neighbors, he told them to get out. It's too late for this nonsense. Lenore asked, "Is this a joke or a shoot?" Meaning, was he kidding around or what? Reeves then apologized and the group sat around talking. The following is taken from the official autopsy report. At approximately 1:20 a.m., Reeves excused himself and went upstairs to bed, which I believe is a room above his garage. Miss Lemon then made the statement to her friends, "He's going to shoot himself." Shortly, they heard a dresser drawer being opened upstairs, and Miss Lemon commented, "He's getting the gun out now. He's going to shoot himself." Moments later, a shot was heard, and they ran upstairs to see what happened. Reeves was lying across the bed on his back, naked, with a gunshot wound to the head. On the floor between his feet was a .30 caliber German Luger pistol. The police were called, and the guests were instructed to leave the premises. An ambulance arrived and pronounced him dead, and no doubt removed him from the house, out the front door. An autopsy ruled suicide, though it's surprising, isn't it? He was only 45. Exactly what happened that night was never fully resolved. Due to varying drunken accounts, many felt that Reeves was tired of being known as Superman and that he killed himself out of anguish. Reeves also enjoyed playing with an unloaded gun. They decided that he was fooling around, not realizing the gun was loaded. Reeves' blood alcohol content that night was 0.27%. Everyone involved decided that it had been suicide. But was it suicide? Or was it murder? However, Reeves' mother, Helen Basolo, was convinced that her son had been murdered. She had talked to him days before, and according to her, he was in a splendid state of mind. She had the body exhumed, had a second autopsy performed. She also hired private investigators to investigate his death. They decided that he had not committed suicide. Reportedly, the police had not been called until at least a half hour after his death. There were also fresh bruises on his body. Another rumor was that a car was heard speeding away from the house as well at that time. No charges were ever brought against anyone in connection to the case. George's body was dressed in a gray Clark Kent suit. And the funeral was held on Wednesday, June 30th. Honorary pallbearers included Alan Lagg and Gig Young. He was cremated in Ohio, and his ashes given to his mother, who then died in 1964. The bulk of his estate was left to Tony Mannix, I assume his first wife. What really happened to actor George Reeves? Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman, who was stopped by a speeding bullet. This has been RDS here at the Hollywood Report. Good evening.
I Want to Be Around by RDS Music in memory of Tony Bennett. I certainly hope I pass the audition, Tony.
I want to be around, pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me. Oh, leave it alone, that misery loves company. Wait and see, I mean
mean I want to be around to see how he does it when he breaks your heart to bits. Let's see if the puzzle fits. So that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet. As I sit there applauding from a front row seat, when somebody breaks your heart like you, like you broke mine.
Are you ready for Katie Lang? Yeah.
letters to me.
RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer. Idea at all. You're here now for the latest RDS Gate Show, September 8, 2024. Oh, my dear. Oh, my dear. I'm here. This is RDS here. Well, my friends, did you like the wonderful music? Did you? Yes, of course, it was gloomy, and the humidity was very high, and it was raining a bit, and like it always is, it's an everyday thing. It'll never stop. No. Why should it? But one good thing, we don't have to wear that terrible mask anymore, do we? Cecil, we don't have to wear that mask anymore. Do you know that, Cecil? Are you here?
I must wear my mask. Estella and Mommy said I must. Mommy said I must.
Cecil, your mummy is probably a mummy by now. She's like 250 years ago. You don't have to wear a mask, Cecil. You can be comfortable without one.
I must wear my mask. Estella.
Oh, my God, poor... I hope he does see the sun, the light, or whatever, and take his part with the other souls who died. Oh, my God. Well, we're here for another wonderful RDS Gate Show. I hope you liked everything. Hello to Ron. Wonderful Rich. Hope Randy's here. Hello, Kurt. Clay and Rachel. Brian, maybe, or Kevin. They don't participate, but maybe they're here. And maybe Renee, if any, is here also. My dear friends, what did you hear tonight on the latest RDS Gate Show? You're Georgia on My Mind by RDS, an absolute classic, recorded it 20 years ago. You heard Valare from 1958. That song actually made number one. Magic Touch by RDS Music. That was probably done in 59-60. Lazy Days by Spanky and our gang. Oh, they were wonderful. Oh, my God. Bye Bye Baby by RDS. Celebrating the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli. And then Eve of Destruction
by Barry Maguire, an absolute classic. Late 65, 66, I think. Can I hear my music here? Are you in the background, music, are you? Then I Wanna Be Around by RDS. You also heard A Hollywood Report by George Reeves. There was a conspiracy with that. We don't know actually if he committed suicide or it was murder. And then Constant Craving by wonderful K.D. Lang. Hello, wonderful Ron Rich. Oh, I said that. Hello, everyone listening. Now, by the by, you can catch the RDS Gate Show every Sunday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by a late show recorded, so we play. And then following my show from 6 to 7 p.m. on a Wednesday, repeated again, is Clay and Rachel's wonderful show, The World According to Them. And then, of course, we have Kurt's show from 7 to 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. And Ron, of course, with Rockamania, the Rocket Show, from 4 to 6 p.m. on a Sunday. And then, of course, my replay, I forgot another one. I have late Thursday into Friday, 1 a.m. on RFD Radio, followed by about 60 minutes of covers by the one and only RDS. Yes. What will I be reading tonight? I wonder. What greets me in the Gate book? The Gate is not the latest one, but it's something. Don't be ungrateful. It's something. Now, here's an article here from Gate. A welder says he cut into a Roswell UFO. The mutual UFO network MUFON has received a report from a retired engineer who claims to have interviewed a welder who cut open the flying saucer that crashed near Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. They said it was a weather balloon. Oh, a weather balloon. In a detailed report, the engineer, who has not been named, says he did the interview with the welder in 1970 and was told at that time that the crash had told the time that he was employed with the U.S. Air Force then. The welder says he was instructed to cut a 25-foot diameter hole in a circular dome craft. He described the outside skin of the craft as extremely thin, but unusually tough. And when it was bent, it retained its original shape almost immediately. Inside the craft, he says he saw two small beings that were doubled over and appeared to be dead. They wore tight, shiny, purplish-colored flight suits, which reminded him of a sequin outfit. Although he says he was debriefed and warned not to talk about what he had seen, with the risk of spending the rest of his life in prison, or worse, they said. Prior to the crash, the welder says they commonly saw flying saucers flying over Roswell Air Force Base. He said they called them flats and believed them to be technology obtained from the Germans, possibly. According to MUFON report, the welder passed away in the late 1980s. Yes, that's an interesting thing. I never heard that story of a welder. Isn't that something, as I live and breathe? Oh my gosh, time is flying so fast it's unbelievable.
It's into September ready. The summer is gone. The winter, the impending doom is ahead. The calm before the storm, at least where I am in New York. That cold, that rain, that snow you can have. I mean, it's worse than other places. But you know. What shall I read next year? Did you know that cosmic radiation could cause brain damage? Like I didn't know. No, I didn't know, did I? Scientists say one of the biggest threats to safety taking a crew to Mars is a long-term exposure to cosmic radiation the astronauts will be subjected to. New research has suggested that cosmic radiation over an extended period of time could produce dementia-like symptoms that would make performing intricate tasks difficult. Astronauts may incur cognitive problems, cognitive impairments that lead to performance decrements, confusion, increased anxiety, and longer-term problems with health, said Professor Charles Limoli. One possible solution to help mitigate the effects of cosmic radiation would be to have special shielded areas inside the craft where the astronauts can go for certain amounts of time to limit their exposure. I mean, I thought they weren't exposed anyway. I thought it was built right into the craft. One possible solution... I read that. This is not a deal-breaker, but it represents an issue that needs to be prepared for, said Professor Nimoli. NASA, the four-letter word, says they plan to send humans to Mars sometime in the 2030s. Oh, gosh, and we may be all gone by then. A figment of someone's imagination. Dust in the wind, skeletal pieces of human. Will we be here in the 30s? The 2030s? Hopefully. I mean, I guess I might. I don't know. I mean, time is moving, you know. We're getting older and older, aren't we? Yes. We are 51 minutes and 10 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. What can I find? What can I read? Because you know, I'm not prepared. Spreading life to other worlds. If an astronaut dies in space, could his body spread life to other planets? Scientists say yes, but he'd be dead life, wouldn't he? The possibility of this happening would depend on a number of factors. For one, the body would have to be at least protected by the hull of the spacecraft to avoid being burnt up on entry, said microbiologist Gary King with Louisiana State University. Another factor would be how long the body had been floating in space. Floating? I mean, usually they explode from the vacuum. We may be talking about a very limited possibility for microbial, I said it right, microbial survival in space. It should be microbial. That's what it freaking should be. All you need is one of the vast numbers of microbes on the human body to survive the trip. And what happens? Big deal. With one particle of microbe, there's going to be life in some distant planet. That's vacuum? No oxygen. NASA, the four-letter word. I just hate to do it. I mean, they've done some good things. At least they sent something up there and were able to see things. My friends, are we living in a virtual reality? British philosopher Dr. Nick Bostrom says he believes that the reality we perceive around us may be the product of a highly advanced computer program, much like the plot of the metric movies. In a paper by Dr. Bostrom, he wrote that a highly evolved race of aliens have imprisoned the human race in what he calls a digital imprisonment. And this is all his imagination, I bet. Scientist Rich Turate, director of the Center of Evolutionary Computation and Automated Design at NASA, the four-letter word, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, thinks Dr. Bostrom may be onto something. Of course they're going to think that. In quantum mechanics, particles do not have a definite state unless they are being observed. Many theorists have spent a lot of time trying to figure out how you explain this, said Tell. One explanation is that we're living in a simulation, seeing what we need to see when we need to see it. Thank you. Are we living in a virtual reality? Are there no workhouses? Are there no factories, Cecil? Are there no... I shouldn't torment him.
The factories. I don't want to work in a factory. Mommy said I don't have to.
You're not going to work in a factory, you rich little wonderful kid. You're not going to work in a factory. Someday you're going to see the light. You're going to see God in front of you. Cecil, you're Stella.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I don't... I'm a ghost. I'm living with a ghost here. Would you believe this? As I live and breathe, I'm living with a frigging ghost. We have 6 minutes left here on the show. Hope you are liking it. Hope you like the wonderful music by RDS and the wonderful hits of that those years. Oh my God. Now, what can I read here? The peculiar smell of outer space. What does space smell like? It's a question very few of us will ever have firsthand to know about. Spacewalking astronauts can't smell the odor due to their plastic spacesuits. But once back inside the space station, they say the smell clings to their suit, helmet, and gloves and tools. The odor is best described as that of seared steak. Yummy. Hot metal and welding fumes, all combined in one. Isn't that strange? Chemists at NASA, the four-letter word, are trying to recreate the smell on Earth for astronaut training. They believe the smell is from the vibration of high-energy ions. It's like something I haven't ever smelled before, he said. But I'll never forget it, said astronaut Kevin Ford. Isn't that something? Let's sell it on eBay. The smell of space in a jar. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah, what does space smell like? The searing of a steak. Oh, gosh. 58 minutes into the latest RDS Gates show for September 8, 2024. Isn't that wonderful? 2 lousy minutes ago. I don't think I have enough time. I don't have enough time to do anything, do I? Strange creature seen in Hungary. MUFON CMS and reporter receiving this puzzling photograph from an individual in Budapest. I see it on the right of me. The photograph said he saw this strange creature while walking through a forest, April 25, 2015. The eyewitness says he also saw a bright sphere floating near the creature. He doesn't remember much else except that the creature and sphere both suddenly vanished at the same time. I see the picture. It looks like a skinny monkey. Oh my God. My dear friends, we're down to 30 minutes. I wish 30 seconds. Please, my dear friends, be aware of the shadow people. Be aware of the black-eyed kids. Because they're around, they will be knocking at your door and knocking at your window of your car. Don't let them in. Until next time, my dear friends, this is RDS from RDS Music in New York. Good night.